Start up like this, or like this, and hit the start button to flip back and forth. You can make the important things big, keep the small stuff small, and arrange it all around you. You can be all work, all play, or even both at the same time. You can do it all simpler and easier on your Windows tablet, PC, or Surface. That's the new Windows. One experience for everything in your life.
Hi, this is Michael Palermo, and in this ongoing series on developing an app for Windows 8 in half the time, boy, if this episode isn't true to the series name, we're actually going to learn how you could really build an app in half the time, and I'd like to welcome our special guest, Christine Matheny, a technical evangelist with Microsoft. Hello, Christine, how are you?
I'm good, Michael, how are you?
I'm good. Before we get into this special project that will allow us to do apps in half the time, what are you passionate about these days?
I really like robots. I think they're one of my favorite things. One of the things I'm working on right now is to build a live-action version of Battleship with AR drones that drive around that you control with your phone, and then the Sphero robots, which are little robots that roll around you can control as well. So look forward to that in the next couple of months.
So, like most girls, you're just building games with drones and robots. I was hoping for something unique, but okay, we'll go with that. So, you're passionate about something else right now, and that happens to be the topic of our show. What is it that you've been up to lately?
There's this thing called Project Sienna. It's an app in the Windows Store that is one of my favorites. It's like an app within an app. You can use Project Sienna to build your own Windows 8 apps in about half an hour.
Wow. Kind of like Seinfeld style. It's an app that creates an app. It's crazy. This is awesome. So I tell you what, you said you could probably get an app going in how long?
Half an hour. 30 minutes.
I'm thinking the audience would like to see you prove that point. How about this? Are you up to the challenge of building something in about that time frame on this show right now?
I totally am. Get the countdown ready.
All right. Let's see a demo of Project Sienna.
So this is Project Sienna. You can download it in the store. Just search for Project Sienna. And as you can see, I've already downloaded it. Over 194 people have liked it so far, so it's kind of cool. So you got, with your Windows computer, you'll have to go download this yourself. And once you download it, it'll open to look like this. You've got a blank screen. It'll say add a visual. I like to do an app about women in computing because I feel like we need to educate the world about what women have made changes today. And we're going to make a basic app with a image gallery and biographies of famous women in computing. We're going to make a video gallery where we can learn more about women in computing. And then we're also going to get a news RSS feed. So when you start in Project Sienna, on the right side, there's a plus sign. And we can click on that and add a visual. You've got a label, you can add an image, galleries, video players, audio players, a camera. You can input text, add timers and whatnot. But first what I'm going to do is change the color of the background because I think a white app is kind of boring. Don't you agree?
You know, that was so important. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, so we've got a pretty blue background and we're going to add three images to our app. So we've got this image that pops up once we click the image and we're going to make it kind of big. So the first page is going to be a hub where you can click on either the image gallery, a video gallery, or a news RSS feed. And it's kind of like PowerPoint in that you can do a Control-C, Control-V, copy-paste any image. And so we copy and paste this image, and we can drag them across.
Wow.
Nice and easy, right?
That's too easy.
And now we can add we can add labels to each of these. And you just insert label, and you drag it around. And we're going to do the same thing where we copy and paste it. If I was thinking about being efficient, I totally could have just copied and pasted them together. But, you know.
I hear you.
And then last, we're going to add a title to the app because we should really tell the user what they're seeing when they open the app. And this is going to be a Women in Computing app. So in the bottom here, you've got all these different settings. And you can change the text of the tooltip. So if you hover over it, you can say something. I have not used that feature yet, but you could say put some Easter eggs in there.
Sure.
So we're going to spread this across the top, and it's just dragging with your mouse, or if you have a touchscreen, you can use your finger. Wow. On the bottom, you've got design, and you can change the font. So we're going to make it bold. Maybe we'll make the size 50. That's a nice size.
Sure.
Change the color to white. And then we're going to center it in the center of the app.
So like you said, very much like PowerPoint.
Very much like PowerPoint. You know, when you're designing your slides, you're designing a page in your app. It's really nice.
Sure.
And even if you don't use this to build an app, you can do a lot of prototyping in here before you go out and build the app in your favorite programming language.
Nice.
So we're going to actually put pictures in these images. And under data, and then you can click image. And you can have there's some that are built in. But we're going to just import some from my pictures gallery. So
okay.
When you click on add image, or you click on add image, yep, and you can go to your pictures, a file explorer opens, and we're going to go to my Women in Computing app folder. And how about we put Sheryl Sandberg as our Women in Computing role model. And we're going to change the title to Famous Women in Computing. Cool. And then we're going to repeat this process with the other one. So this one's going to be a video. And so I took a screenshot of one of my videos earlier. And we're just going to paste this in as the picture. And then for news, we did the same thing. We're going to grab my picture. And did you notice my news one is blue and the background's blue? So they kind of blend in with each other. So what we can do is we can add borders. And I can actually do this to all of them, but I'm just going to do it to this one. And so once you click on design, and once you click on the icon, you click you can click more. And then under more, you can do border style, border color, border thickness. And so I'm going to set the border style to solid because I want a solid white line around it. And then I'm going to set the color to white to match the rest of the app. Mm-hmm. And lastly, I'm going to set the border thickness to 3. So now we've got 3 boxes that people can click on to navigate through the app.
Cool.
And we can change the name of each page in the app, so we can, for navigation purposes, if you've got 40 or 50 pages in your app, you're going to want to be able to keep track of them. And this one's only going to have about 6 pages, but we're going to still name this main hub. So this is the launch page when people come to our app. This is what they'll see first. And we're going to change this to be videos, and this to be news. Cool. And so we're going to add a new page. And to add a new page, either swipe down from the top or right click, and you'll get this top app bar.
Mm-hmm.
And in the top app bar, there's an add screen button. And that's all you need to do to add a new page. Just hit the add screen button.
Cool.
And this is going to be our Famous Women Gallery. So we'll change the name of it. Famous Women Gallery. And just to make everything look the same, we're going to set the background color again.
That's important.
It is important, you know, so that there's unity across the app and you don't scare people off.
Right.
And here we're going to add a gallery. And we're going to add a image gallery with caption. So this has the picture with a caption on top of it.
Nice.
And I'm going to drag this just across the screen. And as we see in the bottom left corner, there's an items button.
Okay.
And we don't currently have any items that we can use. So we can want to add a data source. And with Project Sienna, there's 5 different data sources you can add. You can add Excel files, use Azure Mobile Services, use REST, use an RSS feed, or use a SharePoint document.
Okay.
And so I decided to use Excel. And we can go look at my Excel document.
Cool.
So this is my basic Excel document. This is my For Women in Computing. I've got the name of the woman, the year she became famous, the description, and this is a short biography. Wikipedia is really good at giving short biographies of women. And then I have her picture, and these pictures are actually, this is just a link to the picture.
Okay.
To make this, I have pictures in my pictures folder.
Sure.
And for example, I've got Ada Lovelace here. You do properties, and you would get the object location, and you would copy and paste this into Excel, and that's how you add a picture. And so we're going to actually import this into Project Sienna so we can access our pictures and our famous women. So we can do Excel, File, Import, up to Documents. And we're going to do our Women in Computing Excel document. Mm-hmm. And as I forgot to mention earlier, in Excel, there are tables. So you have to convert your document to be a table and not just the text. But that's pretty simple. So we're going to go back and import the Excel document and select the table we made and hit Import Data. And as you'll see, I've got the name of the woman, the year, the description, and it actually pulls the pictures from the location instead of having that funny path. And while we're here, we're also going to import my videos Excel document that I have, which looks very similar to the one for Women in Computing. And we're going to click Select and click Videos and import the data. And this one doesn't actually pull the video. It has to do it when it gets to the video gallery, but we'll get there in a minute.
So cool. If I understand correctly, you've now added two galleries, one
yes.
from Excel and another video gallery.
Yeah, so I've added the data. I haven't actually built the gallery yet. So the gallery is this these pictures.
Okay.
And so I've added the data so I can build the gallery, if that makes
cool.
sense.
Cool. Cool. You've added the two data sources that can be used somewhere, for
right.
example, this gallery.
Exactly. And so now we've clicked on this gallery. And we're actually going to call this a famous woman gallery, just so we can keep track of it. And you go.
That's the name of your page, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's the name of my page. That's a problem. Miss Women. I'm going to give it a name. Two. Famous Women 2. That'll be easy.
Sure.
And so we're going to click on this gallery. And we're going to add our data source from table 1, which we imported.
Mm-hmm.
And as you see, it auto-filled the pictures.
Whoa.
So I don't even have to go through any work there. But in the bottom left corner, I can set the parts of my table or parts of my gallery. And so the image is from the image location. And I'm going to, instead of the title being the description, I'm
right.
going to change it to be their name because that makes
oh.
more, a little bit more sense to me.
Wow, that was easy.
Yeah, you just click on it and it auto-fills as this item to name. It knows that there's multiple items in a table and can figure out what you want to do, even
Great.
If you don't know what you want to do. It's a really
sense.
Smart tool.
Yes.
And so now we can scroll across and we can look and all these look great. All these women and their pictures and their names. And you know what would be good on this page? A title, a description of what the people are doing here. So we're going to name this Famous Women Gallery, and we're also going to add a back button because that'll help our users go back to that main hub when they get here.
Okay.
So if we click on visuals,
mm-hmm.
you can search because I find it easier than scrolling up and down. We're
oh,
going to
sure.
search for a back button.
Whoa.
And so I typed in back and a back arrow pops up and then I click on it and it shows up on my screen perfectly
wow.
where it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
And I don't really like this light blue color, so let's make it bright yellow.
Whoa.
You know, why not?
Why not?
And let's just make this heading a little bit bigger and bold to make it easier to read. And these are just the buttons at the bottom. You can click on them and change the text and the color.
Yeah, very simple.
Very, very intuitive.
Yes.
So now we've got two pages. And when we click on the back button, we want to go back to our hub page, right?
I think so.
So when we click the back button, on the bottom there's an on select icon.
Okay.
And you can click the on select and choose navigate. And we want to navigate to the main hub. So when we click on the back arrow, it'll go to the main hub.
Makes sense.
And let's go back to our main hub and set it so when we click on the picture of Sheryl Sandberg, it'll
mm-hmm.
go to our gallery.
Okay.
So if we click on select,
Mm-hmm.
It'll go to the Famous Women Gallery.
Wow.
And you can also change the screen transition if you want to cover or if you want to uncover. So let's just choose uncover because that sounds really cool. So we've made good progress, right?
Sure.
And so now let's run our app. So if you right-click or swipe down from the top, there's a preview button.
No way.
And if we click on that, this is what we were saying, right? It's like if you take a PowerPoint slide and put it in presentation mode. And then we can
wow.
click on Sheryl Sandberg's nose.
Mm-hmm.
And we can scroll through
oh.
these pictures. And that took
That's
us, what,
right?
3 or 4 minutes? Not too bad.
That's
and if we
easy.
Click on the back button, we
yeah.
go back here, click on the picture again. We can go transition,
navigation.
No problem.
Cool.
And so we're going to hit escape to get out of this screen.
That makes sense.
We want to do some more editing. What does?
Hitting escape to get
hitting
out.
Hitting escape to get out.
Yeah, I escaped the app. Yeah.
Escape the app. Cool. So now we've got our gallery of famous women. And now I want to build a page where you, if you click on the woman, you can learn more about her and her history.
Okay.
So we're going to do that.
Now, does that mean you have to create a separate page for each one of them?
Maybe. You want to see how I do it?
I do.
Okay. So if we add a new, to add a new page, swipe down from the top, add a screen. Okay. What do I do first? Do you remember? What is the first thing
I
do?
The color has to change.
The color has to change to make it match. Yep.
Right.
And so I'm going to go actually back to our famous women gallery and just copy and paste the back button and the title because I'm going to need that on my page, right?
Right.
So just like when you multiple select other things, you can paste it here.
Whoa.
But instead of the famous women text, I wanted to say something else, right?
Probably.
So I can click on this or let go and then click back on the text box and hit data and then text. And then I can, Project Scene will actually know which item I selected in the gallery with famous women 2 exclamation point selected. And then I can pick name. So it'll pull the item selected and their name. So
now
this will make the page for all of the, autofill any page for any woman you click on.
Okay.
And then we're going to add her image because pictures are nice. And this is going to be famous women 2 selected. So the item that's selected and we want the image. So we can move that and drag that. And then one more thing we're going to add is we're going to add the description.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a label text. That's going to be famous women 2 selected. And we're going to pick description.
Sure.
And we can just drag that. And now we've got a nice description box.
Wow.
And the last thing we're going to do on this page is change the navigate.
Mm-hmm.
And currently it's going to it's navigating to the main hub. And we wanted to go back to the famous women gallery.
Correct.
So we change that on the unselect.
Mm-hmm.
And we can let go. And we're going to change this to individual women. And we can go, we can actually double click on the arrow and it'll take us back. When you click on things in Project Sienna in the design view, it'll actually act like it does in the app view.
Wow.
And the last thing I want to do on this page is choose when I select the picture of the person, of the woman, I want it to navigate to the individual women page.
Makes sense.
And so I do that with the on select. And then we're going to go back to the main hub and we're going to try running it again through swiping down and hitting preview.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got the main page, select famous women, scroll through, let's pick someone interesting. How about Grace Hopper?
Oh, yeah, Bug Lady.
Yeah. If you don't, the audience, if you don't know, Grace Hopper was the one who coined the term bug when she actually found a moth in a computer she was working on. Okay, so let's escape out of this and build our other two galleries. So
okay.
We're going to make two new pages. One for videos, we're going to do an add a screen, and I'm going to move through this kind of fast because a lot of this is repetitive.
Okay.
And we're just going to add a back button and a title. And then we're going to add a new gallery, but instead of an image gallery, we're going to add a custom gallery. We're going to design our own because we want to have a gallery full of videos. And
cool.
For items, we're going to pull it from the table videos.
Okay.
Because it's going to be a video gallery. And so we're going to drag this across.
All right.
That looks like a decent size. Mm-hmm. The first thing I'm going to do is change this design. I don't really like the white background. So you can change the template fill to be empty.
All right.
So it kind of blends in. But I'm going to select the box again. And then I'm going to pull in a video player. I'm going to add in a video player.
Okay.
So each thing in the gallery will have a video player.
Got it.
But as you see here, it's kind of bigger than the box.
Is that a bug in the program?
No, you have to change it yourself.
Oh.
So you can if you click on the template, you can change the template size. And how about 500? 500 looks like a decent size, right?
Exactly.
It'll leave it some buffer room, and we're gonna pull it down a little bit. And then here we're also gonna add if we click back on the template, we can add a title. Just to inform our users what the title of the video is. And did you see it auto-fills from Excel?
It did.
knew that we wanted to put the title there. But I'm not sure it filled in the video location, so we're going to check that by clicking on the video and hitting data and then hitting media.
Uh-huh.
And so right now it's pulling the sample video. We don't want it to pull the sample video. Mm-hmm. We want it to pull the video location, this item video location. So that's in our Excel document, we have where in my computer the video is.
Okay.
So let's set this on select to go back to the hub, which it's already doing. And then from the hub, that's happens when we click on the video, we're going to go to our videos page. Ooh, I didn't rename it. It's currently screen 4, but since there's only one that's not renamed, that one will be okay. And let's run it and see if it works.
Whoa.
So we're going to click videos. And I've got my list of videos here. And how about this one looks like a good one. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's playing and you can see it playing. And it's a 12-minute video. And I don't think we have time to watch it because we have to finish this app.
Exactly.
But as you see, it works. Our back button works. And let's design our last page, which is going to be a news feed. So let's add one more page by swiping down, add screen, and we're going to call this the news page. And we're going to change the background. And we're going to add our back button and our title, news. And we're going to add a new gallery, and this is going to be a text gallery.
Okay.
Because we're going to pull news from the RSS, or from an RSS feed from Yahoo News.
Okay.
And so I just put in a text feed, or put in a text gallery, and stretched it to make it bigger. And just like the last one, I don't really like this white background. And I can hit design and make the template feel empty.
Mm-hmm.
But what we need to do now is we need to add a new data source, because I haven't added our RSS feed yet.
Okay.
And so that's actually in my computer, so we're gonna go grab it from my documents really quick. I don't memorize RSS feed links. I'm not that amazing yet. But okay, we've got our RSS feed link.
Sure.
And so we can swipe down from the top and hit file. We've got all these options. Saving it, that would probably be a good idea, don't you think? Maybe.
Why not?
Maybe.
Why not?
So saving, we're just gonna save it just because it's good practice.
By saving, you're saying we're now saving the project, not the RSS feed, but the project.
Right, we're saving the Project Sienna, this app that we've been working on, we're saving it in case my computer crashes.
Gotcha. Which is so rare, but just in case.
If you accidentally exit Project Sienna and you haven't saved your work, there's no way to recover it. So don't do that. Make sure you save often. But we're going to go to Data Sources and add an RSS feed. And we're going to import the data. And you see we have the link, the title, a description, and the publication date. And so we're going to go put these into this news gallery we have here.
Okay.
And under data, we're going to click items. Mm-hmm. And we're going to scroll down. We're to RSS1. I could have renamed it, but
That's
okay. So the body, we're going to make that the description. So the body of the article is the description.
Okay.
And we can hit the back arrow and choose the heading. We're going to make the heading the title of the news article.
Okay.
And then last, we're going to make the subtitle is the date, because it'd be nice to know what date the article came out on.
Certainly.
And then if you look, what was that, like 30 clicks? We've got our links to all our different headings for news articles.
Correct.
Last, what I want to do is when you click on a news article, it'll launch a browser.
Okay.
And so one of the ways this is like Excel is that if you click on select, there's a lot of different things you can do with on select. One of them that's not one of the main three is launch. And I could say launch this item. So it knows what item I'm talking about. And I want to pull the link from the...
Like you just created your own
I did.
To do.
And so if you If you go to the Project Sienna site, there's a list of about 100 different things you can do.
Whoa.
One of the easiest ones is launch, which is what I want to do.
Cool. Thanks.
But if you go check out my blog after this, there's a link to all the different things you can work on.
Nice.
And so we're also going to change that with the header. So if you hit on the click on the header or the body of text, it'll launch it. And we're going to do launch this item. And then we're going to launch the link. And so as we saw in all the other ones, it'll auto-fill the different columns in your table. And then I think my title might be longer than I'm allowing room for. So we might want to make some room for that. Yeah.
Whoa.
So gotcha. Just drag it. It'll auto-fill as appropriate.
Amazing.
Okay. And now it's my, how's my back button? That'll navigate to the main hub. And let's tell the main hub to navigate on select. Navigate to the news page. Cool. Okay, I think we're done.
What?
Let's run this and see what we think. So, click on news. I've got all these different news articles. Calling all girls, coding is cool. So if I click on that, oh, it opened in a different window. You can't see it. Here you go. This is the news article that comes up. And then we can go back to Project Sienna. We can go back to our app, go back on news, and watch a video. And it'll save, actually, where in the video you left off.
Nice.
So we have a video gallery, and we've got famous women in computing. And we can click on one of them and learn about them. And I don't know how we're doing for time, but I think that's less than half an hour.
I think it is.
And so the last thing you want to do is publish it so you can share your app with all your friends and maybe your coworkers. So I swipe down from the top and I hit file and then publish.
Okay.
File, publish. And you'll get this page. We want this to be called Women in Computing. Your app might be different, so you can name it whatever you want. We're going to change the tile fill to match our background.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to add an icon. I like to get my icons from the Noun Project because they're icons you can get for free and you use.
Is that a link on your blog?
There is a link on my blog. It's actually on the UI design one. If you go look at how to design an app with good UI, I talk about where to get good logos. And so it builds a tile for you. You don't have to do anything. Or Project Sienna builds a tile for you. So when people pin it to their start menu, this is what they'll see.
Cool.
And last, we're going to hit publish resources locally. And this means that when I package up the app, all the videos and pictures are packaged with it, and they're not tied to the internet. So if I had all my pictures were in Azure Mobile Services, or up in Azure, or up in the cloud, then I wouldn't have to hit that. But since they're all locally from my desktop, they all have to be pulled and packaged together as one.
Okay.
And from here, I could hit publish, and then it's only about 5 more steps, and you can put an app in the store.
That is amazing. Thank you very much for sharing that. I'm so impressed. I think this is absolutely wonderful. I think you are probably going to inspire so many people to write some apps. I guess my question for you, Christine, is you probably got people wanting to do even more. How can people kind of revisit this or learn more about Project Sienna?
So everything I put up is on my blog, which is aka.ms/Christine. And if stay updated, keep checking for more, and there should be more posts to come about Project Sienna.
That's good. Well, I'm hoping that there might be in the future more episodes on Project Sienna. I'd love to have you back. Would you consider doing it?
I'm totally in. Just tell me when.
All right. That sounds good. So thank you all for watching this episode. We're very excited about it and hope to have Christine back. We'll see you on the next episode here at Dev Radio on building apps for Windows 8 in half the time.